Welcome to Entrepreneurs of Playbook. I'm David Meltzer. We're here live at the SiriusXM studios at the Wynn in Las Vegas. Super excited. This guy's career has evolved over the years. If you don't know Ronnie 2K, you don't know 2K. He is the franchise of 2K. He's the man who is supposedly the most hated man in gaming. I don't believe it because he's so nice. He's also the owner and a great entrepreneur of Levels San Francisco, three-story retail and gaming location in San Francisco. But what I love about him, he's also a Make-A-Wish Foundation ambassador. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
So Ronnie glad 2K. To be here. Always good to see you, Dave.
Great to see you. Well, look, we have big news here. Tomorrow night at the Palms, you are premiering at the film festival your documentary, The Most Hated Man in Gaming, the Ronnie Singh story, the Ronnie 2K story, I'll call it. What inspires you to do a documentary, and what was the intention?
Those are two very different questions, actually. I didn't actually ever want to do a documentary. It's not totally my project. It's a story being told by a Sundance Award-winning film production team and a director, and I had been reached out to like do tell-all books just because of the, you know, the weird story that is mine, with being, you know, the original influencer and the, you know, one of the first people to like represent a company at the scale that I do, and so for me, you know, like you talk about playbook, but I my concentration is always on giving the playbook to the next generation. So I signed up for it. But what was interesting about the project in specific is the director went to grade school with me. So we weren't very like close friends, but he's known of me and been around me for 35 years. And so he knew a lot of my backstory, the first generation story of my parents, how we moved to the country. English wasn't my first language. We didn't have any money. We lived in a very affluent area, and my parents like had to grind hard, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m, 7 days a week, working in a liquor store to just give us an opportunity. We lived in a 600 square foot apartment, five people, my grandmother, my parents, and my two younger brothers. I shared an 8x10 with my two bratty younger brothers.
You were as short as me. It'd be
That would have helped. Back then I was pretty short. When Dan, the director, met me for the first time, he was like, "Whoa, you grew up. You got tall." For him to be able to see like how we were treated, as it was a very affluent white city that I lived in, and I was Indian and I had a turban, and you know, I looked different, I acted different. He saw those early like hateful words that we got. So like the irony of the film is, yes, while the online vitriol of just what the internet is with its toxicity, I get that, you know, like as the face of a video game company and a competitive one at that.
Yep.
But in real life, it's, you know, I don't really get that vitriol at all. It's, you know, it's all love for our community. I love doing, like you said, Make-A-Wish and seeing our fans and making time for our community. It's an authentic thing, and that people see when they get to know me. But I dealt with real hate, you know, like my dad still wears a turban. I wore a turban past 9/11, and my parents were like deathly afraid that, you know, something was going to happen to me. And, you know, a couple years later, I cut my hair, and that was like a massive, you know, transition in my identity. And, you know, I used basketball as kind of a neutralizer and gaming. I played video games and played basketball to like show the kids that I was good at stuff, you know, and that's what this film's about. Like, I think people are expecting it to be a deep dive about 2K, but it's really actually more about, you know, overcoming the odds, dealing with real hate to harden yourself for useless online hate. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it is useless. What's interesting, because I never thought in my career as a facilitator in sports and entertainment, no way building my own personal brand. I mean, for years, I was either known as, you know, Lee's guy, or then it became Warren Moon's boy.
Yeah.
And I was running these companies. In fact, one of them I founded and built myself. So it wasn't like I was running Lee Steinberg's company anymore. And to have a brand, even at my age, I sometimes find myself getting my feelings hurt over stuff that is so ridiculous. But yet, I would say nobody likes feedback in the present. I just can't help myself. If you met my wife, I had to actually sometimes go to my wife and go, somebody, you know, said this and swear at me and they hate me and told me I stole gratitude from Gary Vee. That's pretty stupid. Yeah. I'm older than Gary. Yeah. So I can't steal that from him. but it hurt my feelings still. Have you or do you ever get your feelings hurt even by stupid shit?
No, I like I said, I dealt with real hate. Real, like the whole when 9/11 happened,
that's hard.
It turned towards us. I was called Osama a bunch of times and, you know, all of that. The ignorance around being a brown kid growing up, we're not even the same ethnicity, religion, anything, you know what I mean? But just, you know, so I've seen real vitriol. So, the online stuff, while and it's also like, what are you in control of? I don't make the video game. I don't actually make the ratings even. Like, you know.
You know how many people called me when they found out we're getting together and told you, make sure Brunson's a 96?
Exactly.
It was like the dumbest thing. I'm like, I'll tell him. No problem.
I'm happy to, pass that message along. But, yeah, I mean, like, I'm sort of the messenger to these players, which is great, you know.
Yeah.
My intention on it, you know, yesterday they debuted the billboard in the arena. And
amazing.
I'm being called, you know, the most hated man, is asking to be booed. So I wasn't there. My parents had just arrived, so we went to dinner. But I guess it got booed out of the building. But they're all going to watch, you know? Like, there is no... I mean, there is definitely negative PR. We've seen a lot of it lately. But not the kind that I'm talking about, right? Like, it's more important to be relevant and make legacy-making decisions, give back to the community. All of that stuff is much more important than a few, you know, faceless keyboard warriors, if that makes sense.
Of course.
So, I guess it's just never affected me because nobody says I don't work hard. Nobody says I haven't pushed the cultural phenomenon that is 2K. My actual job, I've done a really good job, I think, you know, and that's what I'm proud of. And, you know, I would hope my friends, family, coworkers are proud of that too, because I'm very proud of representing them. You know, like,
what about that's the what film? The film's about. Are you proud of the film?
The film, I'm very proud to represent my family, my ethnicity, and of course my great coworkers at 2K.
You know, it's amazing as we evolve and elevate our awareness to different forces and counter forces, especially the timing of this.
Yep.
You know, we're at the NBA Summer League, but it's also World Cup, which to me has a very similar vibration or frequency to your same perspective of 2K, right? This is a platform that reminds the world that we are all human to be more human in sports, whether it's virtual sports or real, which you played both.
Yeah.
It brings us together. It allows us to appreciate our differences.
Yep.
And I don't think even real sports compared to virtual ones allow us to appreciate as much. I think virtual ones are much better because everybody can play. Look, if you and I played basketball, even if I may have been somehow more talented, there's a huge advantage you have called height.
Yep.
And in the game is built for height. Usually there's a few outliers, but in virtual, you don't even have to have legs.
Yeah.
You know, and I could be the best 2K player in the world with no legs.
The accessibility is amazing. You know, like, and it's not just in being good at the game, it's also like what the game affords you. You know, like, I grew up with nothing, as I said, and now, you know, like, in the game I can live out any life. I can wear your boy over there, Nick, was talking about my shoes. Like, if I can't get them in real life, you can get them in the game.
Cool.
And like, what a inclusive, you know, way to celebrate the community and celebrate, you know, fashion designers, to provide for everyone. I mean, that's the way that I look at the world of the digital world of 2K. It's like, wow, we've opened up this world to anybody and everybody. Whether they're good at basketball, whether they can afford the latest sneakers, you can do all of that in our game. You can in that world. And that's the kind of thing that's really shifted that I'm very proud of.
Now, beyond the accomplishments and the accolades, the acknowledgments, your life has changed dramatically since I've known you for over a decade. Mm-hmm. And there's some significant things like having a baby, you know, here, you know, being married, et cetera. How have you seen the parallels between the evolution of your professional career and how it's impacted your personal life?
I thought a lot about that this week because my baby's here for all of this stuff for the first time.
How old's your baby now?
This is probably going to sound irresponsible, but she's going to be 8 weeks on Monday.
No, I got four kids, man. She's still trust me, we'll give you the book. That's not irresponsible. 8 days, maybe in 111, yeah. But no, 8 weeks is fine.
No, she's living a lavish life. She's doing fine, which I did not. But
that'll bring a whole bunch of other issues when you get older.
Yeah,
I got
gotta
four.
Figure out how to weigh that. But no, I think the thing there is like, I was so in the moment and I like didn't take a second back to like process the everyday. And like, you see like this new little life and you're like, wow, you gotta slow down and enjoy the stuff. And like, I have a lot more patience than I am. I'm always like, my guy Ben's over here and he knows I move so fast. It's the only way to do it in the influencer world. You have to like be on the cutting edge. You have to go everywhere, even places where like it might not turn into something very productive. You just got to be there. So
you know who you're talking to, right?
Yeah, you're the same way. That's right. Exactly right. But I think I've like taken a step back and been like, you know, over the course of time, a lot as positive has happened, and you should, you know, sit back and appreciate it, like, because I see it through the eyes of this, you know, this little one.
Yeah.
And that's, I know it sounds cliche, but I didn't really think that was going to happen to me. I thought I'd be one of those like, oh, my life, you know, it's going to be mostly the same. And it mostly is, but like, I'm seeing it through her lens, and it's pretty amazing.
Just remember, when things are cliche, it's because they've been time tested and they're true.
Yeah.
And so I always look at the cliche things as guideposts into a divine direction to help me make better decisions.
No, I think a daughter was exactly what I needed. Not even
try three, bro. And then a little boy years.
I don't know if I need to like get that much of a test in life. That's a lot. But you know, the patience and like, you know, the hours I prepared, you know, usually it was 2 a.m. with an athlete at wherever, and now it's 2 a.m. making sure she goes back to sleep.
Yeah.
Same grind, you know, same patience.
More love, though. More love. Sure. Well, let's finish up with the documentary. We got the big film festival, the premiere here in Las Vegas at the Palms, The Most Hated Man in Gaming. What's next for the documentary after this film festival?
Yeah, so 140 submissions for this, which is so impressive. Congratulations to the Summer League Film Fest. This is only, I think, their third or fourth year.
Yeah, we used to lead the Newport Beach, so we'll have to get you in there.
Yeah. You know, I'm open to other festivals because this project isn't done. Like, Kevin Garnett signed on to be our executive producer a couple weeks ago. He saw all 140 films, and he decided to do that only with mine, which is such an honor. Obviously, I was a huge fan of The Big Ticket. He was the first cover athlete of the first game I worked on, so it's kind of full circle that way.
That's cool.
So him and I are gonna, you know, like go take this to studios and try to get this to the generation that needs to see it. It's very, you know, like, I'd say the big message more than anything about the documentary is every kid now wants to grow up to be an influencer, but they don't really know what that means. You know, like, everybody's, it seems like being a YouTuber and having, you know, like, iShowSpeed has an amazing example of that. He's doing streams in Africa and Ghana and all over the world. Now he's doing stuff with the World Cup. That only comes to be because he's made himself so visible, and there's pros and cons to that, right? And the film really goes into those pros and cons. It's we do a deep dive on two very well-known streamers, Aiden Ross and Neon, and you see like the trials and tribulations that they go through. That's being that public from nowhere, not too dissimilar to an athlete that like LeBron. You know, whatever you want to say about him, is it's so impressive what he's done in terms of like going from an 18-year-old high school phenom to never really ever getting in a trouble with the visibility that he has. That's incredible, you know. Yeah. And for kids coming in and doing streaming and being that publicly exposed, doesn't always work that way. So the film really explores that, and I think it's going to be quite eye-opening to the influencer industry. It's like really a statement about that guised in my story, which I think, I hope people find interesting.
Well, I'm super interested and can't wait to see it. Everybody, check it out. The amazing Ronnie 2K in his first documentary. I'm sure it's not going to be the last. The Most Hated Man in Gaming. Check it out. If you're here in Las Vegas at the Palms, if not, it'll be distributed everywhere, especially if KG's an executive producer. Congratulations, Ronnie. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining me again.
Appreciate it, Dave. Always good to see you, man.
We are blessed to be here, SiriusXM Studios at the Wynn in Las Vegas. I'm with one of the greatest gaming entrepreneurs of all time, Ronnie 2K. This is David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.